people that requested to speak on behalf of this variance request. Mr. Eckley?
Thank you all. I'm a member of the architectural committee for Big Bear Resort, and this concrete slab was poured without our knowledge, the architectural committee's knowledge, and we found out about it. It's what brought it all to a head that we're having this meeting. As you can see, our lots are small lots, very small roads. Everybody sets back. Me personally, I've got two different lots. I've built on both of them, or built one, started on the other one, and I'm doing the 5-10 setbacks, just like I'm supposed to do. And I feel like to keep our community safe and beautiful, we need to keep the 5-10 setbacks, which is plenty for small lots. I mean, you know, we, like I say, we're all packed in there very close. And if we start expanding those setbacks, letting them go out to property lines or close to, we're just going to have a disaster if everybody does it. So I feel like if one person can do it, everybody ought to be able to do the setbacks. So we ought to change our setback rules if we're going to start doing that. Like I've got a permit coming right now for a carport on one of my lots, and I've set back 5 foot from property on sides and 10, and I got more than 10 foot out front. But I feel like if I can do it, everybody can do it, and it's going to be safe for everybody. Going to keep the park nicer. We're building some nice homes in there, cabins in there. I've just built a nice cabin. And we don't need it cramped up, cluttered up. So, thank you.
Thank you. David?
I'm good. I'm not going to say anything.
Shirley? Do any board members have any questions or comments for Shirley?
I'd like to hear what she has to say. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you want to present to that?
Well, I'm sorry that George feels that way. I am not taking up, with concrete work that's done, I'm not taking up any more room than my vehicles were when they were parked on gravel. Having a concrete base for them, I feel, is better for the vehicles. And there is other concrete work that's been done in the park for the same reason mine was done. So I don't feel I've done anything that's bad. All I can say is that I'm sorry he feels that way. And my hope here is to protect my assets. And by putting a carport over it, it'll protect them from storms, be it hail, heavy rain. You know, the rain can come down just as heavy in Missouri as hail can. And I guess that's about all I have to say. And I'll answer any questions.
Bob? Was this a notice sent out to neighbors within a certain distance from this lot for this hearing?
Yes. Everyone within 600 feet would have been notified.
Including the next door neighbors?
Yes. I believe, and I don't want to be presumptuous, I believe the next door neighbor's here. I believe.
I've paid for the postage for those.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, okay. We literally go out. It's just a system where it literally draws a box, essentially 600 feet out, and every parcel that's touched is sent a notice.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I have a question for you. The 40 foot long, I understand why, because you're trying to cover. I guess my question is the 24 foot. Where did you arrive at that? Trying to park two vehicles in it?
As far as the 24-foot width. By virtue of the width of the motorhome with the slides out and the two cars end to end and some, you know, space between them.
So with the bump outs out on the motorhome, which will be about 3.5 feet, what I'm questioning is can you get by with a 20-foot wide versus a 24-foot?
Not and have all the slide-outs open.
Well, how much do you need slide-outs open when it's parked there?
For access through the motorhome.
Because if you didn't have that, then you could come, you know, that would get you the 5 or 4 feet that you need to get back to the 5-foot setback. If it was this 20-foot wide.
Pardon?
If it was a 20-foot wide, then you wouldn't be needing the 5-foot or the 4-foot setback on the property line. If it's just a 20-foot wide structure versus a 24-foot wide structure.
I wouldn't be able to open side outs and get
with the cars in there.
And have access.
That's all I got.
Do you know? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Just the structure itself is going to be set. I'm assuming it's aluminum post or wooden post. What are you constructing?
No, a Carolina carport is a metal unit. And it. Well, I guess I should have.
It's an aluminum structure.
It is. Yes.
And it'll have aluminum posts that just anchors down to the concrete that she's
right.
So what's a hangover
and
on that?
It has a curved top.
No, okay. It's a barn top or barn style top.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Right. Okay.
It comes down the side just a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
I do have a couple of questions. There's no plans for anyone to live in that.
No, no.
Motorhome.
As long as I'm on that property, it'll never have sides on it.
And then when the slide outs are open, the one that's closest to your neighbor, the slide out would still be under the carport at which
yes.
they're farther out onto their property, right? It's based on your calculation for the 24 foot.
Mm-hmm. The slide out on that side of the motorhome doesn't come out very far.
And the motorhome itself is 40 foot long?
Actually, it's 39.11.
Close enough.
And whether you get a carport or not, you're parking it there no matter what. It's there already?
No, it honestly isn't because I'm still waiting for the concrete to cure enough for the weight of the motorhome.
Prior to pouring the concrete, did you store the motorhome, on your property?
It will be there.
Was it there before? It's here in this picture.
Oh, yeah, it was there.
So whether you had a carport or not, you're parking it there. That's my question. Okay.
It'll have to be there. Okay. The gentleman that's sitting in the back here has been kind enough to let me park it on his daughter's lot.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
George, I had one question for you that I should have asked earlier. Are there any restrictions in your development for the parking of RVs on property?
No.
Okay. thank you.
Just so it's age, nothing older than 15 years.
Okay.
That's the only restriction.
Any discussion? Need a motion?
Based on what was presented, I would make a motion to approve request as presented.
Second. Motions die for lack of a second. If there was no vote held tonight, the motion died for lack of a second. The motion was not approved. It died for the lack of a second. There wasn't a second board member to make a second to approve the motion. Is that correct?
Yeah, we'll go through another motion.
That's my understanding. That you could.
Yeah.
I believe you could. A second motion could be made.
Well, I would make a motion to deny the request at this time.
I will second it.
Would you restate your motion?
Just a motion to deny this request for the variance here as it's presented.
I'll second it.
Roll call.
I would deny it.
Deny.
Well, you're approving your motion, right?
Yeah, motion, yeah, just, exactly, yeah.
I'm opposed to that motion.
Okay.
Three to deny and one not to deny.
Correct.
Would she have the opportunity to come back with a full board, or that's it tonight?
That's really it tonight.
So the motion was denied. We go over, approve the July minutes. Everyone had a chance to look them over. Motion to approve the minutes or any modifications?
Motion to approve them as they were presented to us.
Second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Roll call?
I wasn't here, so.
Yes. Approved. Any old or new business?
I don't really have anything at this time. The only thing I can think of is we haven't had any new at this point. Let's see, we're already beyond the deadline, so we don't have an application at this point for October. So
we're beyond the deadline, is
it? Yes. Oh. Yeah. So we won't have an application for October at this point. And don't really have anything else.
Okay.
All right. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
All in favor?
All in favor.
All right.
Do you have to go back to
thank you.
I actually will start another one.